CKUW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Find our program schedule in every issue of Stylus Magazine.
The Dave Weber Cinematheque, from cult classics to documentaries, from experimental surrealism to captivating realism, you can find a seat and some popcorn at 100 Arthur Street. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
Welcome to the Gash the Crumb Tinies. You're tuned into Winnipeg's only alphabetic radio show right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of Abecedarian power right here on the Gash the Crumb Tinies.
Cigarette butt. rags and bones. Any old rags and bones. Any old rags and bones.
Well, damn. That was quite a way to start the show. You're listening to the Casually Crumb Tinies. That was No Means No. And it's clearly our N episode. Starting off with some good Canadian punk. Yeah. Rag and Bones. Yeah. It's just interesting hearing a punk song acknowledged. Like, the way white people have been stealing the blues for a long time. It's like you're only just starting to really know what the blues is. You have no idea. But that's a separate conversation. We could save for a different episode. Just appreciate that band, though, No Means No. And for how long they lasted, how long they're still playing in other groups, whatnot. One of them was recently in Winnipeg. Yeah. Anyway, and songs. We're going to keep it going with some more Canadian content. We've got two artists up next. Nap Eyes is first with a newish one, a newer release with their own original backing tracks. But I think they're, if I remember correctly, they're songs that they're playing over lyrics provided by famous poets like W.B. Yeats. I don't know about this particular song, Dark Mystery, Enigma Bird. That might not be the actual title of the poem, but that's the name of the song we're going to play. And then something by Nico Paolo, who is going to be in Winnipeg on, let me check the calendar, October 27th. So coming up 2 weeks on a Sunday. I won't be here then. I'll just have to pre-record the episode because I'm going to go to Barnhammer and check out Nico Paolo with Well Sister because it's going to be a great show. So for a taste of that, I hope you enjoyed that song, a song of her newest album, her self-titled album. The song is called Lock Me Inside. Before that, though, here's Nap Eyes. Stay tuned, though. Lots of music like this. And lots unlike it. Yeah, it's going to be an eclectic episode, to say the least. So stay tuned.
Gray light in the dawn, and the wind darkens against me. But I wander on this path I've flown for 2,000 years. I am that mystery enigma bird that resolved itself out from the weird. I am that mystery enigma bird that you've heard about from old. Truth that bites against me at night, at dawn, on the frosty midday. That cold, bitter curse that crawls away and falls away. That ancient misery that cuts in the heart. Thank you. shall make me mistake. No more shall this green lighter arising in the west dig me in my grave no more.
I'm tired of being lonely. The more that I try, the more I get the feeling it's time. It's time I
Nico Paolo with Lock Me Inside. That was what we were just listening to. Before that was Nap Eyes from the East Coast singing Dark Mystery Enigma Bird. And yeah, you're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies. It's our N episode. We made it to the second half of the alphabet, the second half of the season. Getting there. Ah, but it's not winter yet, so shut up about that. I can't give you a forecast today. This episode is pre-recorded by a few days just because I'm probably going to be in Brandon at the time that this will air for Thanksgiving with the partner's family. Yep, yeah, our family is somewhat in Brandon. But I'm still setting this up for you, and this is recorded only a few days ago. It's been a warm week. It's probably going to cool down soon, though. I don't need to talk about the weather yet. What I'm going to talk about shouldn't be inspired by the next name of the song. I think that's why I was going down this tangent, because Nico Case put out a song on her album Middle Cyclone called Polar Nettles, and it's not quite that cold yet, but sometimes polar nettles stand on end for different reasons. Anyway, love that song. Love Nico Case. Gonna batch it together with two other legends of the N variety. We have Nick Drake with the cello song. I'm kind of stunned I haven't played that in 18 previous seasons of the show, but it's a great song, and there's no shortage of Nick Drake. Well, there is, but not in terms of what we play in the show yet, so let's enjoy cello song. Enjoy the cello song together, and then a classic from old Neil Young, Tell Me Why, off of After the Gold Rush. I keep digging into that album. It's just a fun one to pull from, especially knowing that it was a soundtrack for a movie that was never really created, let alone released. Lord knows what that movie would have been like with this soundtrack, because it's an incredible album. But Tell Me Why, it didn't come to fruition. No, I'm not seriously asking you, just the name of the song. Anyways, here's Nico Case with Polar Nettles.
He takes his dinner in the bed, love sickened and infirmed. The orderly found him there, laid on the marble stairs, hat still in hand, his smoking remains blown out by a kiss from the someday soon, someday soon, someday soon, someday soon.
Nothing to fear, for the dream again to you and so young. Told of a life where spring has sprung. So frail in the cold of night, when the armies of emotion go out to fight. But while the earth sinks to its grave, sail to the sky on the crest of a wave.
Thank you.
Someday, I'm sure we'll look back at the annals of music, and it won't be that hard to place Nico Case in a category with Neil Young or Nick Drake. Not because of time separating them, more or less, at least in their heyday, but like, just, I don't know, there's a timeless quality to their music that sounds of the era it was created, but it still sounds relevant today. I don't know. Is that timelessness? Who's to say? What I can tell you is that it's about the middle of the hour, and you are tuned in to the Gashly Crumb Tinies. This is an alphabetic radio show on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Daniel, and we're broadcasting to you, not quite live, this is a pre-recorded episode by a few days, but broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, on Treaty 1 territory, the homeland of the Red River Métis, among other nations. I'm just a part of that nation, so I like to mention that. Now, I'm going to keep things going with, well, I think this is going to be an interesting pairing. Do with it what you will. Some brand new songs from Nick Dyson have been released, and I'm going to play one called Smothered. It's not quite like a lot of what I've heard from Nick in the past. I can't say I'm like the, you know, like not deeply, deeply familiar with his catalog, but enough so to say that like this seems like a new step. But who am I to say? Who am I to sit here and critique? That's not what I'm trying to do. All I'm trying to say is I like where you're going with this, Nick. Keep going. I'm excited to hear more. Nick Dyson's from Winnipeg, maybe particularly Oakbank, but resides in Winnipeg as far as I know right now. Nice guy. Played some shows with him back in the day. But that's not why I'm playing it. It's just because it's nice to hear from Nick. And I think you'll like the song Smothered. And I think it pairs together fairly well with a song by Night Moves. Yeah. It's a brand new song called Caroline Goodbye. Or Carolyn, depending how you want to pronounce it. And then after that, Blood Buzz Ohio. You could call it a classic by The National. I think these three songs pair together well. I mean, Nick on these three songs probably has the most range and the most emotional vocals, emotion filled, I'd say. Normally we hear a lot more passion in the Night Moves, but it seems a bit subdued. I think it's maybe subject-wise, vocal strain-wise. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I've heard a fair bit of Night Moves, and I'm curious about this direction. But it has a Matt feeling from the singer from The National. So I think they might pair it together well. We can live in that range. I didn't grow up in bands or in any sort of choral environment where I knew a lot of music theory terms, despite being obsessed with music. So I don't know if these are altos or tenors. Someone out there is shouting what you'd classify these voices as, or at least you'll shout it when you hear them. I don't know what to say, but I think that they'd all be hanging out in the same row in a choir should we or could we take these next three artists and put them together. So here's Nick Dyson with Smothered, and you're listening to the Gashly Crumb Tinies right here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Smother me out like I gave you a choice. How easy it should be. I hate the way you make me lie. I don't play.
Yeah, my mama, love, love. to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a love buzz. Yes, I am. I'm on a love. I'm on a blood buzz. God, I am. I'm on a blood
was Blood Buzz Ohio, a gnarly name for an interesting track by The National. It's kind of a nod to my sister and my brother-in-law, because my brother-in-law likes The National, my sister likes bees, and in the song the protagonist is carried away by bees to Ohio. Go figure. Before that, though, we were playing Carolyn Goodbye by Night Moves, and Nick Dyson kicked things off in that trio of songs with Smothered. These next two songs, though, I always say will smother you with funk, if you will. Not quite smothering. I think it's just like a warm, vibrant blanket, especially this next song. It's called Nudista Mundial 89. It's, well, Worldwide Nudist 89. And it's Neon Indian featuring Mac DeMarco, of all people. He's been having some wild collaborations lately. Love to see it. Love it for him. And the song also includes Alan Palomo. Just some big, squishy, synthy vibes. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good. And then this time, something by Neil Francis, who entertained festival goers earlier this summer at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Interesting nighttime show at Big Blue. Interesting choice for the headliner on that one night. We could talk about that later. But I think these songs go together well. So let's enjoy them as they are, and we'll be right back with these two songs and then two more, and then that's it for the night. So stay tuned for the next 17 and a quarter minutes of music right here on the Garishly Crumb Tinies.
Let's go! La noche se empieza a calentar. time alone. Now I understand. I've been out there running, trying to play the game. Every time I think I'll get lost, things just stay the same.
Yeah, Neil Francis. That was This Time Before That, Nudista Mundial 89 by Neon Indian, featuring Mac DeMarco. What a pair, hey? What a trio, because Alan Palomo was in there, too. I don't want to neglect him. We're running out of time here on the show, right here in the Gash of the Crumb Tinies. It's our N episode, the 19th time around the alphabet, and we're going to close things out with a wild pairing, if I may say so. But I think there's legitimacy to it. We're going to play Scarecrow by Nathan off of probably my favorite album of theirs, Key Principles. And then a classic from Nina Simone. Sort of a traditional song, as I've been led to believe, but it's her rendition of Sea Lion Woman, which Feist has covered. I think I first heard Feist do it when I first heard Feist in general, and I think she was doing something at the Junos. Blew me away. Anyway, Juno connection between Nathan Feist and Nina Simone? Can they shake hands through the entity in art that is Feist? I don't know. But there's a tradition to music, and there's a liveliness and a variety of percussive sounds in these two songs that I think will bring us well into the next program, which is Island Vibes. So please stay tuned to CKW after this. It'll take you right into the energy you need for the week ahead. The long weekend is not over, so enjoy the rest of it. Thanks for listening. Ta-ta. Poker straight.
Black dress on for $1,000 she wear and she